and a good... Thank you, Lord. It's Friday afternoon. This has been a long week. Woo! And Big Pappy is on fumes today because somebody did not go to bed at the right time because we were watching football last night.
They just kept scoring.
That got exciting quick. Wow.
I don't think Lamar Jackson is better than Patrick Mahomes, but damn, he is good and he is fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. Man.
If he could get the same pieces put together that Andy Reid and Brett Veach could put together,
yeah,
the Ravens would be a very, very dangerous
team.
Everyone
just kept scoring. And then there's Joe Burrow looking like the lost member of New Kids on the Block.
Wow.
Yeah.
He kept throwing touchdowns, too.
Somebody needs to have a conversation with him. That hair is frosted tips.
What are you doing, buddy?
Dye it back.
Experimentation phase.
It's been a long experimentation, Dan.
It's just a phase, Mom.
I have never dyed my hair once.
I don't have a problem with it, but he looks ridiculous.
Remember when we were kids, the trend was to grow a rat tail in the back and then dye it blonde. If you were a brunette, the guys would take hydrogen peroxide and dye their rat tail blonde.
It's really bad. All of it was hydrogen peroxide
everywhere on our hair. Yeah.
It was really good for your scalp.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it was.
Sarcasm.
Anyway, I think we all went to bed late. I was just oh my gosh, the game just went on and on and on.
And then of course, you know, T's alarm goes off in the 5 o'clock hour. Are you one of those where, like, when you wake up, that's it?
Yeah.
You cannot go back to sleep.
So I've been doing something worse. I get up around 4, usually can't get back to sleep. Then we're up at 5:30. Then around 6, I try to go back to bed, and then I sleep the hardest I've ever slept in my life from like 6 to 9.
Oh, that is bad.
And it's bad. I know.
That is not what you're supposed
to
do.
But Sam, I cannot be getting up at 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock. I got up at 4 o'clock and looked at the ceiling, and there's a...
Did you get up on purpose at 4?
No, I was just awake.
Okay.
And there's... I think it's a smoke detector hanging from the ceiling in the corner.
Beep. Hanging?
Yep. Like, you know, mounted.
Oh, okay.
And the red light, this is what happens to my brain at 4 a.m. The red light in the mounted smoke detector looked like the eye of a shark, and the shadow that surrounded the entire thing in the corner looked like a shark.
Did we take some Ambien? Yeah,
no, we did not, Sam.
When did the LSD wear off?
We did not. I just started looking at that thing. I'm like, that looks like a shark, and now I'm going to go to bed and have nightmares. And
then I thought,
I need to go back to the aquarium in Kansas City. I really enjoyed that. I'm going to reach out to them tomorrow. My mind, once the squirrel is awake, is not going back to bed.
I think your body is trying to revert to the biphasic way of sleeping.
Really?
Could be.
When did one do the biphasic way of sleeping, Dan?
When did one make up the word biphasic?
It was prior to the modern industrial era.
People would go
to bed after the sun went down. Sleep for a few hours, get up, do some things, go back to sleep for a few hours, and then go about their day.
I think we have our new buzzword for Brian Busby, and it's biphasic. Mm-hmm. And I do feel like that's something he could easily work his way into a weather. It sounds very meteorological.
Yeah. And the forgotten medieval habit of two sleeps.
Okay, the only thing funnier than what you just said is the way that you, Kermit the Frog, took a sip of your coffee right after you made that point.
Two sleeps.
Whatever. Weirdo.
It's a real thing, and it started to change in the 19th century with the onset of the Industrial Revolution.
Thank you, Dan.
Now, are you just making stuff up now?
No, he is not.
No.
At what point did you get so bored in life,
you know,
that you looked up biphasic sleep patterns?
I had to look it up again today because I couldn't remember what the term was. But, you know, I'm interested in all kinds of different things. And I like to explore all kinds of different topics and learn things.
I think we can all agree that the only topic, Dan, as fascinating as this history lesson about the biphasial period of history, I think the only thing we can all come together on today is that we want an update on the monkeys. Where are they?
Okay.
How many have been caught? And if the answer is zero, why?
Okay, so I can answer all three of those. Where are they?
Mm-hmm.
No one knows. How many have been caught? Zero. Why? Because they're elusive.
Oh, they're the elusive macaques.
Uh-huh. Yes, this is their first attempt in their entire life to live in a situation that is even remotely close to their natural habitat, and
what
they are running
been, what
free.
Would have been their natural habitat.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Sam and I were talking about this earlier in the newsroom. If they don't, you know, I don't want them caught because I know what's going to end up happening to them, and life is going to be miserable because they're going to be experimented on. But I also do want them caught because they have no way of functioning in nature.
In the South Carolina nature.
Right.
Right.
I mean, where's the food?
Right. And they don't know how to gather it, even if there's food
well,
there.
Well, don't you think deep down there's some innate sense of, they are still wild animals, Scott.
Biological That's what, imperative.
Every once
yeah.
in a while, there's like somebody that tries to adopt a chimpanzee and raise it, and then they end up without a face.
Well, unless this is like the fourth generation of lab-grown monkeys.
I disagree. I think animals will do what animals do.
Well, but here's the reason why I think you might be wrong. What was the name of that squirrel in New York that was put down this
yeah.
week?
Yeah.
I can't remember the name, but we told the
Peanuts?
Story.
Yeah.
Peanuts, yes. Peanuts the squirrel. Peanuts the squirrel was, you know, raised by this guy in New York who found Peanut the squirrel as a baby and then decided to release Peanut the squirrel as an adult into nature. Peanut the squirrel ended up getting his butt whipped by something and returned back to the home without half of his tail and emaciated because he didn't know how to function.
Yeah.
Right well, now, these monkeys are running through the low country woods screaming,
Freedom!
Like they're, Braveheart. They're,
like William Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. It was Peanut singular. May he rest in peace.
Peanut. Peanut the squirrel. Yes.
Yeah. All right. I also want an update because when we left last night on a very serious note, one of our listeners said it looked like every single police officer in the history of Olathe had gathered over off of K7 and was it Cherry?
Spruce.
And we have a couple of updates, but I have a lot of questions.
Well,
of questions.
Somebody, his name escapes me. It's in the stack, and I haven't gotten to it yet.
There is some connection with the Johnson County Mental Health
right. so
system here.
This man was allegedly shooting into the Johnson County Mental Health facility down there at K7 and Spruce. It was closed, and nobody was inside.
Thank God.
Why he was allegedly shooting into the mental health facility, that has not been released yet. He is in custody. Nobody hurt. And he was booked into the Johnson County Jail about 11 o'clock last night. That's all I know.
Is it possible he was on the outside and needs to be on the inside?
Well, I think it's possible that he was once on the inside.
Okay.
And was unhappy with the treatment that he received right. and the outcome of that treatment.
And we're just spitballing.
We are.
We don't know that.
He has been identified, 34-year-old Joseph S. Longman, the release coming in from the Johnson County Sheriff's Office. And listen to this. On the evening of November 7th, Johnson County Sheriff's Office deputies were driving in the area mm-hmm. of where this happened.
Right.
They were just there at 1125 Spruce when they spotted a subject shooting into the front of the building. So they were on scene immediately. They were able to detain him without further incident. No injuries, office closed. Yep. He is 34-year-old Joseph S. Longman. If you have any details regarding the crime, they want to hear from you. I'm guessing by now they know more about who this guy is.
But the only thing about our theory or our spitballing theory that he might have once been on the inside, didn't like the treatment, and then now he's on the outside is wouldn't he know that it was closed?
I don't
at
know.
5 o'clock in the afternoon on a
if his
Thursday?
Condition was to the point that he needed inpatient treatment.
And again, we don't know that.
I mean, this could be workplace violence. We don't know any of this. But I'd like to know, and I'm sure if you work there or if you have loved ones getting treatment there, you would like to know.
We also have a man who has died in Kansas City after being attacked by dogs.
My God.
After being attacked by dogs. And American Airlines is going to make it tougher for staff to kick passengers off their planes for inappropriate clothing and odor.
Oh, no, no, no.
913-586-7798.
I don't want to see your gut or smell your armpits.
Waft.
Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com.